A Guide to Barn Door Permits and Inspections, authored by Linda Schmid. Keeping your barn dominium build process smooth and legal. As self-designated contractor, a do-it-yourselfer becomes responsible to ensure that all codes and legal requirements are met in the building of the barn door. Depending on where you are building, there will be different requirements for permits, inspections, and zoning. The one thing that is the same regardless of location is that everyone needs to take the time to become familiar with the requirements. Failure to meet requirements can lead to fines, delays, and legal actions, or even demolition and starting over. Where do I find out what barn door permits are required? Contact your local municipality. They should be able to direct you to the office that handles building permits. While talking to representative, ask if other permits are required from the county or state. In some areas, you may only need a septic permit, and others you may need a permit for every trade involved in your build. Still, others will require a final inspection. While it is not possible here to cover every state's requirements, we will look at Wisconsin's requirements, which will serve as an example of the regulations you may need to comply with. What are the barn door zoning and residential use requirements? Zoning is something that you should investigate when purchasing land. However, whether you have owned the land a while and have now decided to build a barn dominium, you have recently acquired it, or you are considering a purchase, you will need to ensure that you are meeting the zoning regulations. Contact the local zoning office. The zoning department will stipulate what type of structure is acceptable. Sometimes a barn dominium will need to meet specific requirements to be approved. In Wisconsin, a zoning permit is required on all new construction. Among other things, property setbacks, roads, and septic will be taken into consideration by the zoning department. Further, the land must be approved for residential use. Are building permits required for a barn door? Wisconsin requires a permit for any new structure, including barn dominiums. There are specific requirements for certain components of the building, and some components require professional installation by law. Home components that have specific requirements that must be met include, but are not necessarily limited to, carbon monoxide alarms, erosion control, exits, HVAC installation, insulation, fire exits, smoke detectors, stairways, termite and decay protection, water heaters, and water/sanitary/storm sewer connections. There are also structural requirements. Roofs need to withstand specific snow loads, and homes must be able to withstand horizontal uplift pressure. These types of requirements are important for safety as well as legal reasons. However, if you have plans created by professionals, or if you have collaborated with a professional, these architectural requirements should be covered. Home components that require professional installation include plumbing, heat systems, which must be installed by state-registered heat contractors, and electrical work, which must be completed by state-licensed professionals. Further, some municipalities may have added their own stipulations, including the insurance, bonding, and licensing required by contractors. While the requirements can change based on location, at minimum you will likely need a completed and signed application and a computer-drawn set of plans for the project. You may also need survey maps and other items. Contact the Building Inspection Office in your Wisconsin municipality to find out what the requirements are for your barn dominium. They can help you get started on the application process for your permits. How much is this barn door permit going to cost me? Permitting can cost anything from a few hundred dollars to a few thousand depending on your project and your location. Looking at a few basic building permits in Wisconsin, we found that many carry a $150 fee, but then all of the trade work, electric, septic, HVAC, etc. required may have separate permit fees. Fees can vary widely based on the location and project. Sometimes fees include a certain amount per square foot. Fees are required upon application submission. Do I need an inspection for a barn door? United States law requires an inspection for safety and structural integrity on every new building. Inspectors will check to ensure that the proper permits were pulled and that code was followed in the construction of the building. In Wisconsin, you must schedule a building inspection to be done when the project is complete through the Building Inspection Office. Some locales may require several inspections as you move through the building process. DIY contractors in any locale. As stated above, the requirements for any particular barn dominium project can vary. California is a case in point. The majority of their requirements for barndos are the same as their requirements for other types of residences. However, there are some specific climate-related differences in building a barndo there versus Indiana, for example. Think earthquakes. Since California is in a seismic zone, you will have to ensure that you abide by the seismic codes. In Florida, requirements are set to strengthen buildings to withstand hurricanes. Ensure when speaking to the permitting office that you understand all of the requirements and ramifications for a barn dominium. For example, some locales will have particular restrictions for steel buildings, or they may only permit wood barndos, which will likely be related to the local climate. Wherever you choose to build your barn dominium, you will likely find differences in the regulations. It is your responsibility to ensure you meet them. Some permitting and zoning offices stress that it is important to work with a professional in the area of your build to ensure that your plans are architecturally correct and meet all local codes and zoning requirements. If your plans are found to be insufficient, you may now find that the project is delayed and may receive more scrutiny even after deficiencies have been corrected. Government offices are likely to steer you toward working with licensed professionals for contracting/building as well as for plans. It certainly makes it easier to ensure that everything is being done to code, and people getting in too deep and having to backtrack is not unheard of. However, if you have professional assistance developing your plan and list of components, and you are capable of understanding and following the plan, building your dream barn dominium is possible for many DIYers. Sources: www.nabi.org, www.outdooro.com.